Harper Audio Australia presents The Three Miss Allens by Victoria Perman. Read by Jennifer Veletic. To my mother-in-law, Vilma Halliday, with much love. Chapter 1. 2016. Roma Harris clutched a cold collection of keys in her right hand, the sharp and unfamiliar edges digging into her palm. Her fingers were August cold, stiff and reluctant to unfurl, and the ocean winds were sweeping up off Remarkable Bay and blowing around her ears. The sleeves of her heavy woolen coat grazed her knuckles and she shivered inside it. It was winter in southern Australia, and it had been a bitter and long one. The kind of weather that sends you inside to hibernate until the first buds of spring appear on the almond trees, and the winds finally swing around and come from the north and bring everyone and everything slowly back to life. She didn't yet know the feel of these new keys in her hands. They were a way into a new life in a new house. Well, an old house, to be precise. An old, windswept and forlorn house in which there was more than enough work for its new owner. Roma wasn't scared of it and had laughed when the agent, Remarkable Sales in Remarkable Bay, had looked sideways at her as if she'd taken leave of her senses when she'd made an offer on the place. She knew the house, had walked past it almost every summer of her childhood, but had never been inside.
"It should be knocked down, in all honesty," he'd told her with a wrinkle of disdain on his ruddy face as he'd shown her through the property the first time. "If things ever take off in Remarkable Bay again, and I'm predicting they will because I keep a very close eye on the market, it'll be the perfect place to build a couple, maybe three, modern beach houses. You know, with all the mod cons that people want these days. European kitchens, six bedrooms, three bathrooms. That's what this town needs. More places like that. Less places like this. They'd go for $2 million each, I reckon. You just can't get a view like this down here anymore. Rare as hen's teeth. God knows what happened in here when it was a boarding house, and just between you and me, I tried to convince the owners they should do something about the smell. But the owner died and left it to a distant niece or some such person, and she doesn't want it, lives in Brisbane now where the winters are a whole lot kinder, so that's why it's on the market." Roma had wondered how the agent made a living with a sales pitch so convincing and had tried not to smirk. The old guest house had been on the market for 2 years with no takers, so she'd offered low, and it was accepted overnight. She'd suspected it then, but she knew it for certain now, standing in front of the place, taking in the peeling paint, the weeds like bushes in the front garden, and the sad disrepair of the place. It desperately needed rescuing. The house was hers now, and she was ready to be its saviour. There was simply something about Bayview that Roma hadn't been able to walk away from. It sat facing the water in the best position on Remarkable Bay's only main strip, Ocean Street, the old, ungutted bitumen road which met the main highway to Adelaide at one end and the cliff tops adjacent to the bay at the other. The views from every window and door at the front of the house were spectacular. Before she could bring herself to turn the key in the lock, Roma turned to the outlook and took in a lungful of air, salty and cool, chilling her as she swallowed it. Across the road there were no houses but a lawned reserve with a shining and abundant low hedge bordering it. And then, in the near distance, the coastline down below curved like it had been cut by a scythe, with cliffs on either end of the bay and towering Norfolk Island pines reaching into the sky. Why did this small seaside town still have a hold on her? As a child on holidays, it was sun and the beach and family holidays and melting ice cream. But now, it was so firmly stuck back in time that it still had a well-patronised video shop. A gust of wind chilled her more deeply through her coat, and Roma examined her keys again. They represented some kind of new beginning. Not better, necessarily, not shinier, but new. That's what she needed Remarkable Bay to be. There were more keys on this key ring than she'd ever had in her life. Front screen, front door, back door, various window locks, and a storage cupboard which, the agent had assured her, she would need to keep locked if she was going to have strangers in her home. It was a completely reasonable idea to put to someone who'd just bought a run-down old guest house at the beach. The agent had probably assumed that she might be after a sea change or a renovation challenge and would restore the old guest house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?